morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek, and it's great to be back with you here once again from coming to you live from the studios of Holy Spirit Radio. Let's kick things off with prayer today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us a new day. We thank you for all of the blessings in our lives. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of this Lenten season, whereby we hope to grow closer to you by getting to know your Son, Jesus, better, and with the help of the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you to bless us, our families, our friends, our co-workers, everyone around us. We ask you to help us to go out into the world and share the good news. We also ask you to take all of our problems from us and handle them, because we know that you can handle them a lot better than we can. Mm. We also ask you, Father, to bless and protect our priests, our religious, our deacons. We ask you to help all those who might be homeless today, all those who are homebound, all those who are struggling with anxiety or financial difficulty. And Father, we also ask you to speak through us here at the station today, to speak your message, the message that you wish us to hear. And we ask all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, amen. I feel much better now. When I pray, I feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a great show today. We've got some great guests in store for you today. We'll be joined shortly by our friend Kevin Lowry. Kevin has been on the show several times before, and I wanted to get him on again to talk about Lent. And as usual, we don't script our conversations. That's what I love when Kevin comes on. We just let the Holy Spirit work through us. So I said, Kevin, just come on the show and let's talk about Lent, since we're at the beginning of Lent. It seems logical. Later in the program, we will be joined by author Diane Hodek. Diane wrote a book called The Hope of Lent, Daily Reflections from Pope Francis. So we're going to have Diane on to talk about that book as well. In addition, we have our usual assortment of music. We have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. And later in the show, we have the second installment of The Best Lent Ever from Matthew Kelly. Hope you're participating in that. And if not, hang with us, and we're going to play the broadcasts each day. We're going to play Matthew's message each day right here on Spirit in the Morning. Okay, I've talked enough. It's time to introduce the man that you are waiting for, Dave Parker.
Hey, Gary, thank you. Good morning. I want to say that opening prayer was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It was very, yes, it was.
Thank you.
So,
I use a mixture of heartfelt prayers or spontaneous prayers and sometimes formal prayers, but thank you very much for
saying
that.
You're welcome. It's very hopeful. I'm well. How are you, Gary?
Good, good. Did you blow away today? Man, it is windy out there, Dave.
The wind was buffeting the car on the way up.
That's a scary feeling, isn't it?
It is. And it's a pretty heavy car. So anyway, yes. Again, another windy day.
Mm-hmm.
And
we do have a high wind warning in effect until 10 a.m. I'll cover that in the weather.
Yeah.
Be careful out there. Make sure the trash cans are secured, because things are blowing all over the place.
Does that include us? I mean, there's a lot of wind in here, buddy.
Yeah. Dave Parker, there's always a high wind warning in the studio of Holy Spirit Radio from 7 to 8 a.m.
Yeah. I had to go for it, folks.
That was a good one. You know, Dave, sometimes you're really funny.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, but sometimes I'm not. Most times.
I'm not going to use my line that I always use, but looks aren't everything.
Okay,
but
right.
We won't go there.
Thanks, Gary.
Are you ready for our 4-hour broadcast?
Oh, I am. I am so excited about that.
That's
just
be
thinking
good.
About that on the way up. Yes.
Yeah. And, we got the music lined up. We're going to feature a couple of the Best Lent Ever segments because they run right through the weekend, and typically we only play the Monday through Friday ones. We'll do the weekend ones as well, so you'll get to hear from Matthew Kelly. You'll get to hear from our guests. And in case you haven't heard, we're going to be broadcasting live on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Live from Man Up Philly at St. Joseph's University.
Yes.
So great conference, the annual Catholic Men's Conference. Mm-hmm. Some great speakers lined up. Dr. Marcellino D'Ambrosio is going to be there. Damon Owens was with us. Kevin Riley. And Mark Forrest. So they have four speakers. They have workshops. They have confession. They have mass. It's a great time.
There are a lot of vendors there. I think, as usual, the Kingsmen, as many of you are aware.
Right.
Yeah, I presume
Mark Houck is going to be there.
And his crew will be there. Yep. And, many, many others that I don't know of. But,
that's right. Mark and his crew are going to be there. So watch out for that. It'll be good to see them.
Come on down. And
come
come visit us.
And we're going to be there, too.
Yeah.
Yes. But come anyway.
Oh, that's a good one, dear. Can I use that in the future?
Yeah, you can, Dave. You'll get to see what Dave and I look like in person. Okay. But just be prepared. You know, we do look a lot better on the radio.
Especially you, Gare. Come on.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so, how's our... Dave?
Yes, Gare.
One day into lead, how's your lead going?
It's going well.
Best lead ever so far?
Yeah, best lead ever. I'm adding things to like what I want to forego.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
I really, yeah. Not, you know, the simplistic stuff, the worldly stuff, but more, I want to become, well, again, doing Matthew Kelly's program, mm-hmm. Best Lent Ever, and other things that I want to do.
And you know, it can be an ongoing process. If you're a week into Lent and you say, well, now I want to give up something else, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to sign the paper at the beginning of Lent and you're locked in. You can change.
You can add.
You can add. Yes. You can take away if something's... there are times when you might give up something that becomes such a burden mm-hmm. that you're losing sight of why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, for some people, giving up coffee is not a good idea.
Exactly.
I know I can't do that.
Exactly. Well, I was going to say, and it's just the fact that we are thinking about and going over it. I mean, mm-hmm. we just don't make that contract, as Gare says, sign the paper and we're off, you know, through Lent.
Right.
You know, it's a living, breathing thing, but it's for our deeper good, spiritual good, for, you know, getting us to heaven.
And if you haven't decided what you want to give up yet or what you want to do for Lent, it's not too late. Ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, I want to do something. I want to get closer to you throughout the Lenten season, but I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get an answer.
Yeah,
you can do something.
The Spirit will answer you.
That's right. So
Absolutely.
You can do something. So we're going to be with you throughout Lent. We're going to keep inspiring you. We are walking together with you. We are not just saying, here's what you need to do. Dave and myself, we're walking it, right? We're walking the walk. We're trying.
Yeah, we're not just giving you the map and the compass.
Exactly. It's like, hey, we're sitting back here.
Good luck out there, you know? Yes, exactly, Gare.
The beautiful thing about doing this show is every day that I'm doing this show, the Lord's speaking to me through myself. I know that sounds weird. Through Dave Parker, that sounds even weirder. But but he does. And we'll have guests on the program. And Dave, I know you get affected by the guests because sometimes I'll hear you say, you'll mouth the word wow.
Yeah,
right when the guests.
I will. And sometimes I even say it.
Yeah. Because we are so inspired by the people we have on the show, by the gospel readings, by the Be Not Afraid Bible verses, by Matthew Kelly's message. We're living this, too, and the Holy Spirit's working through us to speak to us, too.
Yeah, we are so touched by every guest we have on, but some resonate more with
they
me,
do.
And I'm sure more with Gare, but they all resonate at some level with me. And, it's just so powerful, and you are so blessed, Gare. And you're doing a super job of getting these guests on.
Well, God is good. The Holy Spirit keeps giving me ideas. Speaking of that, Dave, I want to say hello, if he's listening, to our friend Monsignor Ralph Chifo from St. Mary Magdalene. He's the pastor there. Dave, I know you you know Monsignor Chifo. I was trying to get
him
on the show.
Yes, yes.
He wanted to come on the show, and I hadn't heard from him for a little while, and I wrote him again. He wrote to me last night saying, I'm just back from the hospital. I had triple bypass surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Monsignor, if you're listening, we're going to pray for you. We ask everyone to pray for our friend Monsignor Ralph.
Yes.
He is on the mend. He is, but I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard from him, but he's a good guy.
Monsignor, glad you're on the mend, and you're welcome anytime.
Yep. You're not getting out of coming on the show, Monsignor. If you're listening, we want you on the show. All right, let's do our gospel today. Today we go to Luke chapter 9. Verses 22 through 25, very appropriate message for Lent. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed on the third day, and on the third day be raised." Then Jesus said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world yet lose or forfeit himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Jesus is saying, Dave Parker,
he's on a roll.
Follow me, yes. And we're going to have a party.
Exactly.
It's going to be nonstop fun. No problems. If you follow me, you're going to be rich. You're going to be happy. Everything's going to fall into
famous,
place.
Famous.
Is that what you... Wait a minute.
No, wait a minute.
Wait, I don't think that's what Jesus is saying.
No.
And you know what I love about Luke in this particular gospel? This is Luke 9:23. I know this verse. I know it very well. Luke says, because this is covered by Matthew and Mark as well, Luke adds one word to the message of Jesus. And he says, you must take up your cross daily, each day.
Mm-hmm.
Luke adds that word, Luke 9:23. That's always blown me away. You're going to have a cross today.
Mm-hmm.
It might be the fact that you have to sit in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
You might not like the wind. You might be bored at work. You might have serious problems. Your cross could be any number of things, but you will have a cross today.
Facing a surgery.
Exactly.
Or something, something that's very serious.
Our crosses are all different, but we have something every day. I'm tired today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, my stomach might not be right. Something little. We have crosses. They could be little. They could be big. What does Jesus say? If you want to follow me, I need you to pick up your cross every day and follow me.
Mm-hmm.
He carried his cross.
Yeah,
Jesus was crucified. Jesus suffered. If we're followers of Christ, we have to follow him, right,
Dave? Yeah.
That's
why
we can't go ahead of him and say...
Maybe in layman's term or whatever, we got to suck it up, folks, sometimes, when we don't want to.
Very good. I like that. But that's true. We really do. And Jesus said this: whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. We're being asked to give up our life for the Lord. Not necessarily in a literal sense, but Jesus, my life is yours. Use me as you wish. That's what he's waiting to hear from us.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to say, though.
Total surrender.
And surrender. Yeah. There's that word again.
Total
we talked
surrender,
about that yesterday.
And then, but I would highly recommend trying it and then see what happens.
Yep. And you know how you can do that? The little suffering today, whatever it is, the traffic, the annoyances, the wind, whatever you're annoyed by, say, Lord, you know what? I give it up to you. I'm going to give it up and unite my little suffering, whatever it is, with you, or big suffering for that matter. Try it, and you'll see what happens. When we come back, we're going to chat with Kevin Lowry about Lent. Don't go anywhere.
Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for March 2nd. Today we celebrate Saint Agnes of Bohemia. By the age of 3, today's saint had her life all mapped out for her. As the daughter of the King and Queen of Bohemia, Agnes would need to marry royalty herself. And so her parents had her betrothed to the Duke of Silesia. 3 years later, the Duke died. As she grew to be a young woman, Agnes showed disinterest in marriage. She declined several offers, including a proposal from Frederick II, the Holy Roman Emperor. Agnes was more interested in doing the work she felt God was calling her to do. She built a hospital for the poor and a convent in Prague for poor Clare nuns. In 1236, when she was in her early 30s, Agnes entered that convent, along with 7 other noblewomen. When she was elected abbess, Agnes only accepted the position after some papal pressure had been exerted. Even then, she preferred the title Senior Sister. Agnes made it a priority to join the other sisters in their ordinary daily tasks, such as cooking, sweeping, cleaning, and mending the clothes of lepers. Agnes died in 1282. After spending more than 40 years at the convent she had constructed, Pope John Paul II canonized her in 1989. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire.
Wasn't that great? That was Draw Me Close by Michael W. Smith. And thanks for the applause. Yes, Gare.
Hey, Dave, what are you taking over here?
Well,
I'm sorry. I was having a conversation with Frank. I forgot we were on the air.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry about
that's
that.
That's okay. If you want to continue in the hall,
no,
let me
okay.
go.
Hey, is it okay if I cut in now, Dave?
Sure. Go ahead, bud.
I am so excited. Now, we have our friend Kevin Lowry with us. Kevin Lowry is an author. He's a speaker. His latest book is How God Dragged Me Kicking and Screaming into the Catholic Church. You can find him online at gratefulconvert.com. Today, I wanted to get Kevin on the air to talk about Lent. Kevin, brother, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Gary. I'm great, thanks.
You know, I love when you come on the show. And you know what, Kevin, you know what I love about it? When you and I come on the program, when we do these interviews, we don't script anything.
That's right.
We depend on the Holy Spirit. So, and Kevin, today is no exception. Look, we're one day into Lent. What do you think? How are you doing so far?
I love Lent, and I know that sounds crazy because, you know, there is always just a little bit of a sense of dread, you know, as we approach it because you're thinking, you know, I got to give something up, and it's going to be tough and all this. But I have to tell you that when we actually get into Lent, my experience is that there's just so much grace, and it's kind of counterintuitive. You know, that we get here and, you know, we're thinking about what we're giving up and the different ways that we're going to approach Lent.
Right.
And it just always seems to work, you know. And in many ways, the overall purpose, of course, is at the end to emerge just a little bit more Christ-like, right?
Yep.
Yep. And so I love the process. And it was funny. I went to a service last night to Mass, and the homilist gave just a really good presentation about just telling us to remember that all of the different things that we do, you know, the different observances of Lent, are really a means to an end, and the end is to grow in love. Mm. And he was actually reading from 1 Corinthians 13 and sort of going through that and saying, look, this is what love looks like. You know, can you make this concrete in your own life? Because really, that's what Lent is all about. And so even though it's counterintuitive, and even though, you know, there is that little bit of a, you know, reluctance maybe to embrace it, it just works.
It does. And Kevin, do you think that sometimes we don't want to face reality, and we don't really want to deal with the fact that we're not as perfect as we think we are?
Right? Well, you know what, Jerry, I'm getting old enough that I don't think I'm anywhere close to perfect.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Picking up new weaknesses every day. But, you know, but you're right. I mean, I understand your point completely. But, you know, the beauty of Lent is that we're able to, I think, more effectively embrace a spirit of detachment.
Yes.
And some of the things that we think are important, even if they're nothing that anybody else is even aware of, you know, just those little indulgences that we sort of, you know, start counting on in a certain sense in our day-to-day lives, we just say, you know what, we're going to put that aside, even if it's something good. You know, maybe even especially if it's something good. And we say, look, you know, it's not that this is a bad thing, but I'm just going to set this aside, and I'm gonna really try to latch on to Christ and count on his grace in a way that maybe we don't when we get into too much of a routine. And I know I'm certainly guilty of that.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that routine. My wife and I are in the process of selling our house, and we're trying to downsize. And you talk about detachment, Kevin. You don't realize how attached you are to certain things, especially to your comfort level. And when that starts getting threatened, you begin to panic a little bit. And you're right, we become attached to so many things. And while attachment is not necessarily an evil thing or a bad thing, when it takes you away or when it keeps you away from Christ, as many of these attachments do, then it becomes problematic. And Lent gives us a chance to look at this and say, wait a minute, am I turning to the Lord with my problems when I have troubles, when I have these crises arise in my life, or am I turning to chocolate, or am I turning to watching TV, or am I turning to something else? You know, a lot of times these things do move us away from the Lord.
That's exactly right, Gary. And the insidious part is sometimes we don't even notice because it's just those little daily things. And, you know, how you pick up habits over the course of time and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you look at it and you approach Lent, and I know at least in my case, I was sort of thinking, man, there are so many different things I could give up. You know, I wanted to change like, you know, 15, 20 different things. And of course, that's not a good way to do it. You know, we have to take one or two things. But the beauty of this is when we do that, it really corresponds to our human nature in the sense that, you know, we can't just say, we're going to wake up tomorrow morning and be a completely different person. You know, we may want to.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen that way. But if we start with just a little thing, you know, maybe it's one thing or maybe it's a couple things, you know, I try to give something up that's a little indulgence, and then I try to do something, you know, to pick something up that's good, right? And so, but even in those little habits, we find there are victories. You know, and I think that it really does correspond to our humanity in the sense that it gives us hope that the grace is there.
Mm.
You know, all we need to do is ask for it, and then we need to just practice these little things. Doesn't have to be huge things.
Right.
And it can really transform us over the course of time.
It can, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, because oftentimes we try to tackle things that are too big, and we fail. And then, and as a result, like I was talking before we brought you on, I'm not going to give up coffee for Lent. That is not a good move for me. Because what? Right. And I've tried to give up the sweets before.
Believe me, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a penance for other people.
That's exactly right. But sometimes what has happened with me in the past when I gave up all sweets, that's it for all Lent, I'm giving up sweets, the countdown begins right after Ash Wednesday. Okay, yeah. Pretty soon I'm going to have cake. And I lost sight of Jesus, you know. So
yeah.
I believe in a combination, like you said, you give something up and also do something in its place. And really, I believe also in asking the Holy Spirit for some help with suggestions.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Well, you know, it's so funny that you say that, Gary, because I have to tell you, there was this one thing I had in my head. I was going to give up TV this Lent.
Right.
Because I'm not like a big TV guy, but right. Just recently I've been watching a little bit more TV, and I thought, you know, this isn't good. So I talked to my wife about this a while back. And everything. And then a couple days ago, I said, so we're both on board, right? We're both going to give up TV. And she sort of looked at me sideways. Well, you know, you may be giving up TV, but I'm not giving up TV. And I just thought, well, that doesn't work. You know, that's the type of thing. If I want to hang out with my wife occasionally, sometimes it's in front of the TV. So I just thought, you know, okay, that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, usually he whispers. This time it was very direct. I thought I got to come up with something else, so I did.
I had a similar one with my wife, Kevin, okay, and Gary.
What was that, Dave?
About over TV.
Oh, you know, okay.
Yeah, like different shows. And anyways, I can relate.
And Kevin, that's what I like about you so much. You're so practical, and I think we need to be practical. We need to be realistic. And look, let's face it. We are not of this world, but we're in this world. We live in this world, and we have to deal with that, and we have to accept that.
Yep. That's exactly right.
And
but you know what? It's worth it. Everything mm-hmm. that we do during Lent, I mean, again, my experience, and of course, remember, I didn't grow up Catholic. I came to the church. Actually, this Easter is going to be 25 years in the church.
Whoa.
For my wife and I.
Awesome,
yeah, we came
man.
In together 25 years ago. And it was, it's become something that we really look forward to, in mm-hmm. a sense, because there's so much growth and so much grace there. So, I'm happy to be in it, even though I'm going to go, and I'll confess to you guys, my little sacrifice is that I love kind of frou-frou lattes, right? I like vanilla latte.
Yeah.
And now I just get a plain one, and it's not the same. But, but it's worth it.
Hey, but that's, you know, Kevin, that's a good approach. And I had a spiritual director who used to tell me that, too. Instead of giving up, you know, coffee completely, give up the cream in your coffee. Make these little
right.
sacrifices, and you can find yourself. In today's gospel, Jesus was saying, and I love the way Luke mentions this, that if you want to follow me, you must take up your cross daily. Take up your cross daily. We have these little crosses. We're always looking for the big one, but there's so many little crosses that we can embrace opportunities to unite our suffering with the Lord. Kevin, I really appreciate you coming on. We have about 30 seconds. We're going to break. The best place to follow you online or maybe to invite you to speak at a parish or get your book is gratefulconvert.com, correct?
Yep, that's right.
You are amazing, my friend. Thanks so much for coming on again. You know, it's always great to hang out with you.
Anytime, Gary. Thank you.
God bless you, brother. Kevin Lowry, gratefulconvert.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about the hope of Lent, daily reflections from Pope Francis. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is responding to allegations that he talked to Russia during the presidential campaign. There are revelations that Sessions talked twice with Russia's ambassador to the United States. But during his confirmation hearing, Sessions said he had no communications with the Russians. Sessions issued a statement last night saying, quote, "I never met with any Russian officials to discuss issues of the campaign. I have no idea what this allegation is about. It is false." In the past few days, Islamic State militants in Egypt's volatile northern Sinai region have abducted four men accused of collaborating with the government. Women are being threatened with punishment if they don't wear body-covering clothes, and the militants have set up checkpoints at roads near the Gaza Strip. Passengers are forced to recite from the Quran before being allowed to pass, according to area residents and tribal leaders. The extremists have repeatedly targeted Christians, causing more than 100 Christian families to flee. Islamic State militants in the northern Sinai region recently vowed in a video message to step up attacks on Egypt's embattled Christian minority. And a federal judge in California says it's debatable whether the government has enough evidence to convict a woman of helping her husband plan the Orlando nightclub rampage. The judge yesterday ordered the release of 31-year-old Noor Salman while she awaits trial, but prosecutors have 2 days to appeal that decision. Her husband, Omar Mateen, killed 49 people at the Pulse nightclub back in June. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Pathos.com blogger Margaret Rose Reilly was inspired to write a prayer after a thunderstorm brought a refreshing rain to her hometown. Here's an excerpt. Dear Lord, I thank you for the storms that move through life. You send the rain to cleanse, the thunder to make us attentive, and the wind to remind us that all things move according to your plan. Although I do not like the darkness, I know your storms draw me down and away from the often consuming blaze of this world. I pray to be strong enough to hold fast when storms become intense, and if I grow weary, to know I am not alone and to call out to angels, saints, and friends to shore me up. I praise you, Lord, for dark nights and stormy days that deepen my desire for you. Amen.
This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
It's time for letting go.
And that was Miracle of the Moment by Stephen Curtis Chapman. That's what you'd want to do. You don't want to miss the miracle of the moment. In other words, live in the present moment. Appreciate today because that's the day the Lord gave us. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I want to do just a brief look at the weather currently at the Philadelphia International Airport. It's 49 degrees. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 49. So we've hit our high, but we have a high wind warning in effect until 10 a.m. tonight. Partly cloudy, low around 31. Then Friday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m. Then we have a chance of rain between 10 and 4. Then chance of rain and snow showers after 4 p.m. So it's going to be a little nastier tomorrow, but we will have a high near 40 degrees. Okay, time to talk about Lent. Our guest, Diane Hodek, is the author of The Joy of Advent, Pope Francis and Our Call to Joy, Lent with St. Francis, and Advent with St. Francis. She is a professed secular Franciscan. She has a bachelor's degree in English and history from Marquette University and a master's degree in English literature from Northwestern University. She's also the digital book editor for Franciscan Media and the past editor of Weekly Homily Helps and Bringing Home the Word. We're here to talk about her latest book, The Hope of Lent, Daily Reflections from Pope Francis. Diane Hodek, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am well, Diane. How's your Lent going so far?
Well, considering we're one day into it, not too bad.
Yeah, isn't it great? I mean, I'm one of these people that gets excited about Lent. I mean,
I love Lent.
It's a great time, Lent. Isn't it?
Yeah. I've had just some major breakthroughs in my life during Lent. So.
And that's the key. It's a great time. A lot of grace available. It is a great time to grow closer to the Lord. Diane, I want to ask you, what inspired you to create this book, which is a compilation of quotes, prayers, and meditations for Lent?
Well, I've done a lot of writing on the church seasons, that's kind of a natural space for me, and I've just been a huge fan of Pope Francis from the time he was elected.
Yeah, he's really been great. I think we're all... The thing I like about the Holy Father is that he makes me really uncomfortable, and I think that's a good thing, because sometimes,
exactly.
Right, you start
exactly.
to feel like, hey, I'm a pretty good Catholic, I got it going on, I don't have to worry about anything, and then the Pope says something and shakes you up, but I think we need that.
Exactly, and I've just been so impressed by his daily reflections at the St. Martha Guesthouse, where he lives now in Rome. And it was interesting to go back to 2013, and you couldn't find them initially, and then there'd be like a little summary from the Vatican Radio, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they were just putting almost the whole thing up there. There was just huge interest in what the Pope was saying every day.
Yeah, Diane, you talk about the Lent being a time to discover the extraordinary in the ordinary. You mentioned that in the book. How does the book help one to do that?
Well, what I tried to do was to sort of bring the gospel into people's daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really interesting movement through the things the Pope is saying of going inward and reflecting on your own spiritual journey, but then also moving out into the world and reaching out to other people, because I think you have to have both of those things.
Yeah, I agree. And let's talk a little bit about the layout of the book. It's really nicely put together. I'm holding it in my hands right now. For the person who might not be familiar with it, explain how it's laid out.
Well, the first section is a short selection from one of the Pope's homilies,
mm-hmm.
and it might be two or three paragraphs. I tried to pick sort of the heart of his message for each day and what he was saying about the scripture readings. And then the second section is called Taking the Word to Heart, and I sort of break open what the Pope is saying, what the scripture readings are saying, maybe make a point or two about that. And then there's a section called Bringing the Word to Life,
mm-hmm.
that gives just a short suggestion for something that you might do during the day. I tried to be fairly practical with it and fairly focused and say, okay, just for today, try this.
And Diane,
and then it closes with just a short prayer from Pope Francis.
And what I like about it, it is practical. It's something that I can do. You know, it's not overwhelming. You've got to what, about 3 pages, 2.5 pages for each day, and it's a small book, so it's not, they're not big pages, so it's very doable. And if we can, let's just take a look at today's meditation for Thursday after Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
Right? And you say you are responsible. The church tells us you're responsible. You have to choose. We live in a rush. We are on the run without noticing what the path is like. And we let ourselves be carried along by the needs, the necessities of the days, but without thinking. It will do us good to stop for a minute and reflect on what is the speed of my life. Do I reflect on my actions? How is my relationship with God and with my family? That's powerful, because we do rush around so much that we don't spend time thinking about these things.
Exactly. It really hit me because I was really rushing this morning.
Okay.
now this is like hitting me right between the eyes.
Isn't that great when that happens? Because I know that happens with my books, too. Sometimes I'll read it, and I'll say, well, that's pretty good. And it's like, I forget that.
She's like, who wrote that?
Yeah, she's thinking, thanks, Garrett. You know? Thanks for doing that to me this morning.
But that's the beautiful thing about the Holy Spirit, about how the Holy Spirit works. He can work through us and speak to us through us, right?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, and I love the way the Pope is so grounded in people's everyday lives.
Yes.
You can just tell that he has spent time walking with his people.
Right. He's practical. He gets the fact that we're all busy. And let's face it, we do make choices. We're all busy. If we say we don't have time to pray or we don't have time for the Lord, that's a choice we're making. And it turns out if we really want to do something, we're going to make the time.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that could be challenging. Diane, what surprised you the most when putting this together?
I think the thing that really surprises me is just how gently challenging the Pope is.
Mm-hmm.
And he can really sort of sneak up on you. Tomorrow's reflection is a really good example, because it's the reading from Isaiah 58 about this is the fast that I choose.
Mm.
And, you know, he knows he's talking to really good Christians, really good Catholics, who enter into this season with all these plans for what they're going to do. And he really says, you know, be careful you're not focusing too much on what you do and not on what God does in this season.
Wow. Whoa. That's powerful, because sometimes we do get caught up, especially during Lent, in what we're doing. I'm doing this. I'm giving this up. Me, right?
Exactly. I always say that I plan really carefully what I'm going to read during Lent and what I'm going to do during Lent. And somewhere around the second week, God steps in and says, no, this is what we're going to be doing this Lent.
Wow.
I've had a couple of major health issues. I've changed, you know, career plans during Lent.
Yeah. And it's good to remember that if we want this to be a really fruitful Lent, we should let the Holy Spirit work in us and not say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm giving up. How about, like, Holy Spirit, what should I give up, or what should I do, for Lent?
Exactly, exactly.
Now, in the book, you mentioned the greatest hope of Lent is the discovery that it's not only about penance, deprivation, spiritual struggles, and rooting out sin in our lives. There are often things we do during Lent. But again, you say the hope of Lent lies in what God does. That's so important that we remember that.
Yeah, and I think one of my favorite phrases that the Pope uses all the time is he talks about the God of surprises.
Yep.
And that just always hits me, because that we're always being surprised by God's grace.
Diane, what would you say to a person who's listening to this saying that I don't really know what to do for Lent?
I'd say start small.
Start small, okay.
You know, set aside 5-10 minutes every day for prayer, you know, read the scriptures.
Yeah, and I like that. I like that approach. I like the idea of starting small, because too many times in the past I tried to take on too much and you end up giving it up because it's too burdensome.
Right, right. Or you turn it into, you know, a different kind of New Year's resolution, and you're gonna make all these changes. You can't make that many changes all at once.
I totally agree. Now, did the Vatican have any input to this book when you put it together?
No. Basically, I was working with the material that was on the Vatican website.
Okay.
And we have a pretty good relationship with the Vatican Publishing House.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just contacted them and said, hey, you know, we'd like to use this. Can we have your permission?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's very good. It came out really nicely, The Hope of Lent, Daily Reflections from Pope Francis. Diane, where's the best place to get the book?
It's pretty much, it should be available at Catholic bookstores. I know Amazon has it in stock. If you go to our own website, which is shop.franciscanmedia.org.
Okay.
If you use the coupon code radio, you can save 30%.
Oh, that's really good. And we'll put a link to that on our site, spiritinthemorning.com. Diane, I really want to thank you for coming on the program. You've really helped us.
Oh, good. Thanks for having me.
Have a wonderful day. God bless you. That's
you too.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. That's bye-bye. That's Diane Hodek. The book we were talking about is The Hope of Lent, Daily Reflections from Pope Francis. Boy, Dave, we're getting some good stuff on the program today.
Oh, man. Another home run.
Yeah. We're giving you a lot of different suggestions. You don't have to do them all.
No.
Maybe pick what sounds reasonable in your life, but do something. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. We don't want to waste this Lent.
Maybe to her point, and that often comes home, is like, yeah, God always has a surprise for us.
Yep.
You know, sometimes. So ask God, what do you want me to give up?
Right. What do you want me to do?
Or do for Lent. Yes.
So.
Work with me, God. You know, really. You know, I mean, we have our plans, and sometimes that's not what he wants for us.
I like this, boy. This is a pretty good show. I enjoy listening to this show, in spite of you and me, Parker. But it's pretty good.
Let's get out of the way for coming up on a break, folks.
And I'm going to start coming back on time from breaks. How's that?
Yeah,
no more
good.
Talking for me.
Okay. But I'll bring us back in, and then you can join us when you feel like it.
Guess
okay?
what's coming up after the break?
What?
Best Lent Ever with Matthew Kelly. Stay tuned.
Right.
Plus the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. We'll be back.
Love is what we come here for, the kind that won't be paid.
This is the audio from today's Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection featuring Matthew Kelly.
So, how did you experience resistance in the last 24 hours? You saw this reflection in your email box this morning. Were you resistant to watch it? Did you put it off? Did you watch it straight away? Did you say, I'll do that later, I'll do that tonight? As we make this journey together, you're going to encounter resistance in 1,000 different ways. There'll be hundreds of temptations to do the program, not do the program, push the video back later into your day, or watch the video and not do the reflection. There'll be a lot of temptations along the way, and behind all those temptations, very often, you're going to find resistance. And so, what we're talking about here, this concept of resistance, it's real. It's something we experience every day, and it's something we experience in relation to everything. That's really the paradox of happiness, is that we know the things that make us happy. We just don't do them. And very often, the reasons we give for not doing them is because we're too busy trying to be happy. It's the stunning paradox that surrounds the desire that we all have for happiness. We want to be happy, but we don't do the things that make us happy because we're too busy trying to be happy. And it relates to all aspects of our lives. So if you think of the four aspects of the human person, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually, I know the things that make me happy. Physically, if I exercise regularly and I sleep regularly and I eat the right sorts of food, I'm just massively happier than I would be if I neglect those things. Emotionally, when I give focus and priority to the most important relationships in my life, I'm just happier. Intellectually, when I make the effort, when I have the discipline to read for a few minutes each day, my vision of myself expands, my vision of the world expands, my vision of God expands. I become more focused, more alert, more vibrant, and I'm happier. And spiritually, silence, solitude, scriptures, sacraments, they make me happier. I am a better version of myself when I spend time in these disciplines. But I can come up with 1,000 reasons every day why not to do any of those things. And behind every single one of those reasons, we find resistance. And that's the happiness paradox. We want to be happy. In 90% of cases, we know the things that will make us happy, but we don't do them. Why? Resistance. Here's the thing I want you to keep in mind. In every one of those situations, either resistance is going to win or you're going to win. There's no middle ground. Either resistance wins or you win. There's no middle ground. So you got to see that as a challenge. You got to get out there and slay resistance in the moments of the day.
That That was Matthew Kelly with Dynamic Catholic's Best Lent Ever Daily Reflection. You can experience your best Lent ever by signing up for Dynamic Catholic's free video-based program by going to bestlentever.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit, Spirit, Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Every good thing by the afters. I'm Gary Zimak. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate all of your emails. We appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your support. We appreciate the fact that you're telling your friends that we're here. And you can remember, you can follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. Well, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Today we're going to the book of, letter of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. In these times, God spoke in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days, he spoke to us through a son, whom he made heir of all things, and through whom he created the universe. All right, what does that have to do with anxiety? How's that going to help me stop worrying? Here's what I want you to remember with that verse. And by the way, all of these verses come from my latest book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. Each day I present a Bible verse, give a little meditation to help you realize that if you got problems in your life, and we all do, the Lord's on your side and he can help you. That's an important message. You need to remember that today. You are not alone. What's happening here in this letter to the Hebrews, the message here is this. In the past, God spoke to the people through the prophets. It was partial revelation. And this is what happened. The Lord revealed himself. He has been revealing himself gradually. He was revealing himself gradually for thousands of years. He was revealing himself little by little to the people. He spoke through the prophets. But when the fullness of time had come, in other words, when God decided the time was right, Jesus Christ came to earth. Jesus is the full revelation of the Father. We now have access to Jesus. We have his message. We read from his gospels. We hear direct quotes from Jesus Christ. We have the teachings of his church. That's all we need. If you lived 3,000 years ago, you wouldn't have that full revelation. So, Dave, we're blessed.
We are very blessed.
We have Christ with us.
Yes.
Not only can we read his words, we can go see him. We can go to pray before the Blessed Sacrament, and we can receive him in the Eucharist.
Absolutely.
Right? And in the sacraments,
yes.
When we go to the sacrament of penance, for example, we encounter Jesus. Mm-hmm. We're not just confessing our sins to a priest, which technically we are, but that priest is operating in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. I can confess my sins to Dave Parker, which I'm not going to do, by the way, Dave. I can confess my sins to you, and you could say, well, that's great, Gary. I'm sure God forgives you. But you can act in the person of Jesus Christ to absolve me from my sins.
So true.
And we have that ability. So don't carry that burden around with you. If it's been a long time since you've been to confession, please take advantage of this Lent. A few songs ago, we listened to Stephen Curtis Chapman with the miracle of the moment, the present moment. This Lent is all you have. This is all that's guaranteed is today. You might not even live to see tomorrow, and I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm trying to motivate you. Make that decision today that you're going to get right with the Lord. If it's been a long time since you've been to confession, don't carry the burden around. Go to confession. Make that decision today. And also make that decision if you feel like I need to pray more, do it today. Don't wait until tomorrow.
And quickly, folks, at Man Up Philly, for all you men out there, that's one of the big deals, if you will, is
that's right.
Reconciliation.
Yeah, it's a big part of Man Up Philly. That's
going to
be taking place on Saturday. Let's close with prayer now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Prompt our actions with your inspiration, we pray, O Lord, and further them with your constant help, that all we do may always begin from you and by you be brought to completion. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. And all together we say,
amen.
Amen. All right. Very good, Dave. You follow cues nicely. Well, thank you for tuning in today. It was a great show. We had some great guests. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk with Lisa Duffy, who has been on the program before. Her ministry specializes in divorced Catholics. So if you or somebody you know is in that situation, you're going to love Lisa. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. And also,
that's powerful. What a powerful ministry.
And she's a great speaker. She's going to be a great guest. Also, it's Friday, so that means, Dave, we get on our scuba gear. We're going into the deep with Dan Burke.
Yeah, the deep dive.
That's right. Okay. So we're going to focus on
and
prayer.
And it's Saturday, Gare.
Saturday, Man Up Philly. Have a wonderful day wherever you go. Remember, as I always tell you, the Lord's with you. Turn around and say hi. Thanks for listening. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.